Hello and welcome to the first of a four-part series on the benefits of VMware's ESX 3.5. Today we have with us Joe Gazarek, who's a technical account manager from VMware, to talk a little bit more about what ESX 3.5 brings to business and how it differentiates itself from previous iterations of the product. Hey Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, MJ. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
VMware has just released ESX 3.5 and Virtual Center 2.5. Can you describe for our listeners some of the goals of the 3.5, 2.5 program?
Sure, MJ. The core benefits of the Virtual Center 2.5 and ESX 3.5 products, together known as Virtual Infrastructure 3.5, generally fall within three main categories, and those would be increasing your service levels, scaling your virtual infrastructure, and simplifying your operations. Now, we've added significant features to both ESX and Virtual Center within these categories, which will assist IT in better aligning itself with the needs of the business.
Well, it sounds like something business is really ready for. Now, but before we go on to those new features that make VI 3.5 the industry's only production-ready virtualization platform, can you give a brief synopsis of the history of how virtualization came to be in the data center?
Sure, MJ. Over the last few years, virtualization has gone from a technology being tried out in test and dev environments to a production server consolidation technology, and now is gathering steam as the industry standard way of computing. Early adopters of our technology, they used the hypervisor for basic partitioning tasks. As our products grew in capability and provided the means to aggregate multiple virtual nodes and centralized management capabilities, customers rolled us out into mainstream production environments. And then as both our customers as well as our own technology matured, virtualization began to go far beyond its original use for server consolidation and live migration of virtual machines. Ensuring availability and uptime helped customers achieve better service levels. And now, customers are using virtualization for business continuity and disaster recovery purposes, helping themselves achieve better recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives at a fraction of the cost which was previously attainable. With the end-to-end management and automation capabilities available from VMware, it became very easy for customers worldwide to make VMware virtualization the default in the data center, a point that is backed up by a survey of our customers late last year, which reported that 43% of them make a virtual machine their default policy for all or most of their new servers. And that is an astounding development. Today, with the release of VI 3.5, VMware has developed a self-optimizing virtual infrastructure that delivers transformative capital and operating cost savings. For example, ESX 3.5 also marks the release of ESX 3i. ESX 3i is the next generation thin hypervisor. We call it thin because the entire installation is 32 megabytes in size. And that provides enhanced security, reliability, and simplified management that comes by not having to administer a service console. There's also absolutely no Linux command line skills required for administration, no Linux user accounts to create and maintain, as well as no security hardening, antivirus, or backup efforts required, since all of this is installed on a host and is only 32 megabytes in size. Additional features which allow administrators to manage the IT infrastructure in the most efficient way possible include features such as VMware Update Manager, which automates patch management for both ESX server hosts as well as select Microsoft and Linux virtual machines. Update Manager integrates with DRS to ensure that there is zero downtime when patching the ESX server itself. There is no longer a need for a manual process for migrating virtual machines and then applying updates one at a time, or even creating a homebrew script for deployment, which a lot of customers have done. Update Manager can also be used as a compliance tool by forcing virtual machines to meet certain minimum patching levels before they are able to be turned on. And yes, that means that you can also patch virtual machines while they are powered off or suspended. Of course, ESX has, throughout its entire life, been used to reduce heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and power needs within data centers. However, ESX 3.5 attempts to take the solution to the next level. It features a technology which we call distributed power management. With DPM, lower power consumption within the data center is achieved through intelligent workload balancing. DPM will automatically power off hosts not currently needed in order to maintain service levels and then automatically power them back on as demand for compute resources increases. So ESX 3.5 also marks the release of Storage vMotion, which allows the live migration of virtual machine disk files from one data store to another with no disruption or downtime. Storage vMotion simplifies array migration and or upgrade tasks and reduces I/O bottlenecks by moving virtual machines to the best available storage resource in your environment. It allows IT administrators to minimize service disruption due to planned storage downtime previously incurred for rebalancing or retiring expired storage arrays. And yet another new feature within VI 3.5 that brings mainframe class reliability and availability to the x86 data center is Site Recovery Manager. Site Recovery Manager integrates with Virtual Center, providing industry-leading capabilities for fully automating the entire disaster recovery process. It guides users through the process of creating, automating, and testing recovery plans for their virtual infrastructure. We believe that customers will find that SRM transforms the process for disaster recovery into a dramatically simpler, faster, and more reliable process that adapts to today's dynamic data centers.
We're coming to the end of the podcast here. Are there any other features of VI 3.5 that you wanted to mention or clarify?
Yes, MJ. Thank you. I think that we will cover these a bit deeper in later podcasts. But VI 3.5 also includes numerous performance optimizations that enable the running of the most demanding and intense workloads as virtual machines. Just to touch on some of them briefly, these features include things like support for large memory pages, hardware-assisted memory virtualization, jumbo frames on the networking side, and TCP segment offloading, both features of which reduce overhead associated with processing network I/O. We've also designed ESX to scale to support even the largest virtual machines and the most powerful x86 systems available today by allowing 64 gigabytes of RAM inside of the virtual machine itself, up to 64 processing cores on the ESX host, and up to 256 gigabytes of RAM in the host on selected configurations. And of course, just as the old saying goes, no man is an island, no surfer is a cluster either, which means that we have to provide the most capable and efficient networking options for our hosts as well. And to that end, ESX 3.5 delivers by now supporting 10 gigabit Ethernet as well as InfiniBand networking standards.
So, Joe, we've covered a lot of material today, and we will be covering more in upcoming podcasts. If our listeners would like to find out a little bit more about some of the benefits of VMware ESX 3.5 and the Virtual Center 2.5, is there a website where they can go?
Definitely, MJ. I would encourage all of our listeners on today's podcast to go to vmware.com/go/VI35. which will expound upon all of the new features and capabilities included in both ESX 3.5 and Virtual Center 2.5.
So that's vmware.com/go/VI35.
That's correct, MJ.
My guest today has been Joe Gazarek, who is a technical account manager at VMware. And stay tuned for upcoming podcasts to find out a little bit more. We're going to delve in a little bit deeper into some of the benefits and features of ESX 3.5 and Virtual Center 2.5. And Joe, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.